Well, my friends, it is an election year, and this election year is proving to be especially hostile. Now, abortion is already a huge issue, but this year it is proving to be a huge, huge, huge issue. Many states are introducing legislation that would criminalize abortion, so this would allow doctors and women seeking abortions to be charged with murder. And this is an extremely complex issue in itself. And as someone who has had an abortion, it may be so hard to constantly hear about this in the media, in discussions with friends, on social media, just everywhere. So I thought I would just hopefully encourage you today with this episode that if the media headlines about abortion and just seeing everybody right fight their opinions is just really upping your anxiety or causing you to feel a lot of depression and just anguish, I just want to encourage you. So let's get ready to just talk this through. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. You want to heal from your past decision of abortion, but you literally have no idea where to start. You feel alone in this, and you know that you need to partner with God, but you open up your Bible and you don't even know where to begin. What if I told you that there is a way to heal alongside someone who's been through it without having to shout out your secret to the entire world? I've been right where you are, and trying to find healing on my own brought failure after failure. You don't need to do this alone, and you don't need to tell everybody what you've gone through. You don't have to spend the rest of your life wondering if this is ever gonna get better. And you don't need to continue carrying this heavy burden of shame and guilt any longer. Join me in our very first free abortion recovery workshop so I can help you find the tools to partner with God, uncover the areas of your life that need healing, and move forward in your grief towards wholeness and peace. You can sign up for the workshop at bit.ly/abortion recovery workshop. We are going to be holding this workshop on the 24th of this month, so get ready to just learn all of the things. It's going to be great. Okay, so full transparency, this is literally my third time trying to record this episode. I felt so unsettled about the last two recordings of this episode, and after prayer, which you've probably heard me a couple of times at the end of episodes during the prayer, pray to God and say, if I've said something in this episode that should not be said, please stop me before it's published. And he did that this time. So after some prayer and just really like resting in this, I decided to try one more time. And the other times, I just really spent too much of the episode trying to share my own opinions on this matter. And I firmly believe that it's okay to share my opinion with you that are listening, but I really just didn't feel as though those renditions of the episode were going to serve you well and were going to encourage you and leave you walking away feeling like the episode helped you in some way. So instead of talking about how I feel about abortion bans or about the criminalization of abortion itself, I just want to talk about how it feels as a woman who has had an abortion to see abortion headlines in the news. Now, just one quick disclaimer. I do want to just say before people come and attack me and say that I'm not holding true to my beliefs, I firmly believe that abortion needs to end. I do. And so I support the end of abortion. So, but let's get to some tacticals, okay? So first and foremost, I want to tell you a little bit of my reasoning for kind of making this episode in the first place. So I was recently talking with a friend, and this friend has had an abortion. It's been semi-recent, and she recently caught the news last week, actually, when the Arizona Supreme Court ruled a near total abortion ban. And she told me that the people on the news that were talking about Arizona's near total abortion ban were actually talking poorly of women who choose abortion. And I know that I've been caught in situations too when people have done something similar. So a few years ago, I was in a Bible study group, and I loved that group, and I still love those ladies so much. I think they're great ladies. I still keep in touch with some of them. But we had decided to do a study that Lisa Turkhurst had written, and I think it was the Becoming a Good Bible Study Girl. I think that's the one that we were doing. It's one of her older ones. I think it's one of the first ones she wrote. Anyway, it's really good. But Lisa Turkhurst, if you don't know who she is the, I believe she's the founder of Proverbs 31 Ministries. She is a great woman, has a lot of really great books, so many great books, and she has had an abortion. And she talks about it in that Bible study in, I think, one of the first chapters. And so when we met after we'd done our homework for that chapter, we were sitting and we always had dinner before we would discuss the study. And one of my friends in this group said, "I didn't know that she had an abortion." And I was, of course, sitting there because I had not told any of them. I hadn't gone through my healing yet at this point. Like, I was sitting there feeling like, oh no, they're going to be able to tell based on my reaction here that I've also had an abortion. And one of the other girls goes, "I know, right? That's some tea." And these ladies have since found out. I have confided in them, and they know about the podcast, and they know about the ministry, and they are so supportive and compassionate and loving about it. But they didn't realize in that moment what those comments did to me. I went home that night and was like ashamed and felt like they would never accept me if they knew the truth, and it just went on and on and on. And now I'm able to handle those situations a lot better now that I've gone through healing, but I do just want to get vulnerable with you really quick before I jump into giving you some tips on how to handle these situations. There's a situation recently that I've really been struggling with, which is kind of why I've actually taken social media apps off of my cell phone, but I got it in my mind that I needed to have a bigger presence on my social media so that people would find the podcast. And I don't know why I had that in my head, because my podcasting coach is like a guru about not using social media, but I was, you know, not thinking about what God says about that. And so anyway, I found myself, the Instagram algorithm started showing me all of these posts about criminalizing abortion. And in these posts, these people would be talking about criminalizing women for choosing abortion. And they wouldn't be talking about women who choose abortion very nicely or very kindly. And I was actually really shocked to see in the comment section that there are a lot of people who think like this. Because since I've been in the pro-life movement, since I've been speaking in pro-life ministry, I have not experienced that, at least to my face. And so for me to see these people calling women who've chosen abortion, murderers, and talking about how we should be imprisoned for the rest of our lives and we need to be put to death. You know, these are all things that we're telling ourselves when we are feeling guilty and like God can never forgive us. And that's literally on the internet. And it's been too much for me. I can't sit and read those negative things. And I understand that when something is illegal, there needs to be consequences. But sitting and reading comments from people throwing stones at women who've had abortions when they could be going home and sinning, because we are all sinners, it just was really, really hard on my mental health. And so I don't know. I don't know if you can relate. Maybe you can relate to this. Maybe you turn on the news and you're just like, why did I turn this on? Because they're talking about like things that hurt me because I've chosen these things. I'm trying to heal from these things and now I can't because I'm going to be thinking about it all night because of what they're saying about me. And I don't know. It's not fun. Like, how does it feel when you experience this? How do you react? Does it affect you for days? Because it affects me for days sometimes. And I'm healed, so I can only imagine how you feel, my dear friend, if you're listening to this and you have not gone through healing yet. So I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. I pray for you as listeners of this podcast. I don't know all of your names because there are many, many, many of you, but I do pray for the women that God sends to my podcast. And so I want to give you three tips today that are going to help you when you experience situations kind of like what we talked about. So my first tip for you is to remember that not a single one of us on this earth is without sin. Not a single one of us. Jesus is the only one who has ever graced this earth who has been without sin. Every single one of us sins, and God measures sins the same. He hates it all. So he doesn't look worsely. I don't even know if worsely is a word, but he doesn't look worsely. We're just going to adopt that word. I'm not an English major or anything. I don't have an English degree. It's fine. I do, but we're just going to ignore that. He does not look at us as worse off than someone who steals a piece of candy from the store. Like, all sin is the same in his eye. It's bad. He hates it and he doesn't want us to do it. So the people that are saying these things anywhere, whether it's the media or social media, who are directly attacking women who choose abortion, they are also sinners. And they may be going home and doing some bad things. Some of them may be having affairs. Some of them may be watching pornography. Some of them may be treating their kids poorly. Some of them may be addicted to their phones. Some of them may be binge eaters. I could go on and on and on. We all sin. And what they do behind closed doors is no worse than what you've done, because God does not measure sin like we do here. So I want you to know that when you hear people talk like this, their opinions do not define you. And you just need to repeat that in your head over and over and over again. Their opinions do not define you. They are sinners just like you. And they do not get to throw stones at you. I think of Jesus when the Pharisees bring him this woman who is a prostitute. And they are talking about how they want to stone her. And Jesus says, Let you who is without sin cast the first stone, and they all scatter. And before he says that, he's writing things in the sand. And we don't know 100% what Jesus was writing. It hasn't been confirmed. But there are a lot of theologians that believe that Jesus was writing the sins of the Pharisees that were standing there. Their opinions do not define you. My second tip for you is to remove yourself from these situations. Turn off the news, get off of social media, excuse yourself if it's in person, if this is happening in person. You can protect your heart. You don't have to subject yourself to these comments from these people. And I do just want to add a little caveat in here that the way I'm talking about this maybe sounds like it happens a lot. And quite honestly, a majority of people that I talk to in the pro-life movement do not talk about women who have had abortions in this way. They are kind and compassionate. They love how Christ can heal us, and they love it that we share that. So this isn't the majority, this isn't the norm, but I do believe that some people are like this, and so you need to know how to handle it. So if the news is real, if you're really struggling with it, you guys just turn it off and don't watch it. We're gonna be bombarded with a ton of this through November and probably beyond. Just don't watch it. You can figure out, you can educate yourself on who you want to vote for in different ways. You don't have to watch the news. It's all biased anyways. I don't care what media you're watching, it's biased in some level. So just don't watch it. Also, get off of social media. I just told you that I just removed social media from my phone because I had to. It was a distraction. I found myself unfulfilled when I was looking at it. I feel like the algorithm is just purposely trying to hurt me with it. I quite honestly believe that Satan uses it as a tool to hurt people. So I have it off of my phone now, and I only use it on my computer for ministry purposes. So please just protect your heart, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. God has given you permission to do that. And the third tip I have for you is to just give this completely to God. Remind yourself of who you are in Christ. Who does God say you are? He says you are his beloved. He loves you. You are a child of God. He created you in your mother's womb. He knit you together. You were created for a plan and a purpose. He has called you. He has chosen you. Friend, you need to remind yourself of who you are in Christ. When you repent, you are forgiven and set free from your sin. He loves you so much. In these moments, ask him to comfort you. Ask him to protect your heart. Ask him to lead you to do what you need to do to remove yourself from these situations. Ask him to just comfort you and give you peace. And ask him over and over and over again. Praying for the same thing more than once does not mean that God isn't listening to you. In fact, it means the absolute opposite. I'm going to put this book, the link to this book, in the show notes. But there's a book called The Circle Maker. It's written by Mark Batterson. He is a pastor in Washington, D.C. at the National Community Church. I believe that's the name of his church. And that book completely transformed and changed my prayer life. I used to think if I pray for something once and it wasn't answered, that anyway, read it, because we are supposed to pray without ceasing. And yes, you pray and pray and pray and ask God to continue to protect you, to continue to remove that anxiety from you. So to recap, I want you guys to remember that not a single one of us is without sin. I want you to feel free to remove yourself from these situations that may harm your mental health. And I want you to give this completely to God and remember that who you are in Christ is what matters. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for the women listening today. Lord, we live in such an evil and broken world, and there is so much evil running rampant, and it is so hard to protect ourselves from it. But Lord, I just pray that you will protect us, and you will protect our hearts and our minds. Lord, this year is proving to be very hostile. And so those of us that have partaken in this sin and regret it and have given it to you, it's hard to hear people talk about us in such a vile and hurtful way. And so I just pray that you will protect us from hearing these things. And should we hear something like this, that you will give us the strength to understand that what people say about us is not true and our sin does not define us. Lord, I pray for peace and protection for every woman listening today. And I just want to thank you so much for convicting me and making sure that I am staying true to your word and just sharing what you want and not what my flesh wants. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend. I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.